listening to episode number 1925 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 11th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
Hey, it's time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
20% of the land on the planet belongs to countries whose names start with an A.
Really?
I guess. 24% of the population is in countries whose names start with an I. And just to add to the confusion, more countries start with S than any other letter. Who sits around in a library or on the internet and figures this crap out? It's
well,
not us.
It may be because they've had, it's been
a year.
They've had time.
M&M's had a chance to be the candy featured in E.T., but they turned it down. I've heard this one before. Reese's Pieces jumped at the chance and saw a 65% jump in profits because of it.
Yeah,
but I got to tell you, it's a sorry comparison. Reese's Pieces to M&M's. M&M's, hands down, way better in my book.
But to me, they're different. It depends on what you're going for.
If a Major League Baseball player catches a ball with their hat, the batter automatically gets a triple.
What?
And anyone else already on base gets to score.
Really?
I had no idea.
I
don't think I've ever seen that happen in all the years of baseball I've watched.
Well, I guess that's why.
Huh. A stunt woman fell 30 feet during the hoverboard chase scene in Back to the Future Part 2. She broke bones in her face, arm, and hand.
Wow.
And that take made the movie. Well, it's time for the Who Cares News now.
That time
because,
already?
You know, it's that time of the day. We share all this news that you could care less about. And that's what we're here for today. That's really our mission in life. What's going on?
Well, I'm here to provide the mission.
You are.
You know, speaking of my good bud.
Good bud.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Yes.
They're not talking to each other.
They're not talking to each other?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No. Yeah, they're out there divorced.
I can't.
Well, Kanye even changed all his phone numbers.
Wow.
Yeah. And told her she can only contact him through his security.
Really?
Yeah. Kanye abruptly cut himself off from Kim even before they filed for divorce.
Huh.
Huh.
It was weird. Was it not awkward, the news we were getting? Like, we didn't really know what was going on, but we kind of knew.
But we kind of didn't.
But we didn't.
But
and
yeah,
they said they were going to therapy, but if he cut her off, communication-wise, how can you have therapy when you can't communicate?
Well, it's probably awkward sitting on the therapist's couch with the security. You know, Kanye's in the other room talking to the security guard through the wall. So despite the animosity, the source says...
the animosity.
That the...
Well, we've all been there. We've all been divorced. We've all wanted to really, you know.
I don't think we've all been divorced.
I think a lot of us in this world have been divorced.
Half of us have.
Half of us have. If the numbers bear out, half, right? So we've all been through this, although luckily our spouses or our exes weren't Kanye West. So, you know.
Well, evidently, he's co-parenting. I don't know how. It's
well.
Through security, obviously.
Yeah, the security's... Probably.
And
they got nannies.
So oh, yeah, you, there's
when
nannies.
You, when you co-parent, you got nannies. I mean, yeah.
Are they scannies?
Scannies. Stop with
anyway, Kanye regularly visits him at home while Kim is out, which I'm sure is a lot. Anyway, reportedly, she leaves the house and he arrives and hangs out with the kids.
The kids have got to be.
They're just like us. Stars are just like us.
I can remember back in my divorce and when we would have the handoff of the kid, you know. Mm. I never saw the ex because the security.
Can you imagine? No.
Oh, my God. And, you know, is Momager over there trying to negotiate things? Now, Kanye, hold on just a second now. You know, we still need you for a couple of things.
Right.
You need to sign off on a couple
camera.
Of these shots with the kids, okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And I've got you down here for Thursday at 3 o'clock. At the Calabasas compound. Can you make it that day?
Well, what's he going to do?
He's going to go off to Wyoming and see the kids until they grow up, and that'll be that. No.
You think they'll learn to ride horses out there?
The kids?
Yeah.
Oh, sure they will.
Well, they want to go to dad's house. They're going to ranching.
Going to dad's house. Dad's got all the party stuff going on. You know, you go to mom's just boring. All she wants to do is sell makeup and
scammies.
Take selfies. Life has a funny way of biting you in the ass, doesn't it?
Well, there's a lot of territory right there to chomp into. Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Posed on Instagram. Your darling. The apple of your eye.
The apple of my eye.
She posed on Insta Wednesday in a sheer Christian Serrano crop top covered in butterflies and a giant tulle princess skirt for no special reason.
No special reason at all, except that she's Halle effing Berry.
That's right.
All right. I mean, look, she's trying to stay relevant. You got to give her props. She's, 54? She's got this fitness line of, you know, plastic toys. And they are kind of plastic. I looked at them. Anyway, because of course I looked at them.
Of course you did. And there's nothing that she does that she don't look at.
Wanting to get into do more badass acting because that's really where she shines. And as soon as production kind of opens up, I'm sure there's lots of folks that are waiting in line to hire her because
she's good.
I don't have any money to hire her.
No, you
I
don't.
I would hire her just to sit there in that chair where you are and just stay.
I would be replaced.
She would just stay. Anyway, continue. My bad.
I wonder what if she ever heard how you
if
feel about
her.
If
she heard any of this, she would hire a cease and I would get a cease and desist letter. I would probably have people on my doorstep. There would probably be an inquest into the FBI. I don't know if she would or not. Because I can be kind of lechy.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But you know what? She plays that game, too. I think she plays that game. You know, she's got it going on. She knows it. She's going to play that game a little bit. Not that she doesn't have a right to or... I don't want that to sound like she's asking for it. She's not asking for it.
All right, you're getting out of hand now. You're getting emotional about it.
My girl.
The caption for the Instagram post was looking for a red carpet moment.
Oh, God.
It was a little series of backyard photos.
She's missing the red carpet, huh? When was the last time she was on a probably a couple Oscars ago.
She has an
Oscar.
She'll make an appearance at April's Oscars.
She has an Oscar.
Yes, she does.
She does. She could be a presenter.
Well, she'll make an appearance at the Oscars coming up in April.
And we'll all be thrilled.
I know you're going to be thrilled.
Maybe I should write to her like a fan. Do you think she'd see it? I don't think she'd see
No.
I think she's got people to read her mail.
They're probably looking for yours.
There'll be...
Probably looking out for yours. Anything from that Van Camp guy?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, well that's possible.
Expressing his eternal love.
I haven't quite got that.
And adoration.
I'm only mildly obsessed. Okay, mildly.
Okay, that's
what the word obsessed. Mildly obsessed. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna talk to my therapist about this when we get done. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.